As we said, we've talked about pocket money, we've talked about finances, we've talked about entrepreneurs, talked about a variety of other bits and pieces. It's time now to actually talk nutrition and the best source of information we can go to in association with Pharma Nord, of course, nutritional supplements. We're delighted to welcome Dennis the Chemist, Dennis Gore. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, sir.
So what magical things are you going to bring to us on the programme today?
Well, you mentioned the word Pharma Nord, which is a strange word. It's not part of the English language. It's a made-up word. It's the name of a company in Denmark. Pharma, pharmaceutical, Nord, the north of Denmark, where this company's manufacturing plant is found. So Pharma Nord are quite unique in Europe, because Denmark is quite unique in that in Denmark, the laws of the land are that nutritional supplements have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. Pharmaceutical standards are a very high standard. I'm a British pharmacist. I've been in my pharmacy here in Manchester over 50 years, and all the medicines I'm giving out are made to pharmaceutical standards. So when I found out about 25 years ago that Denmark, their law is that health foods have to be made to pharmaceutical standards, I was very impressed with a range of products made by this company, Pharma Nord, because their products are made as good as the way medicines are made. So I started selling their products. And every day in the newspaper, we read health facts. All the newspapers are reporting health facts about the way we should conduct our lives to have healthy living. So in front of me, I've got, since our last talk, I've got a collection of newspaper articles that I read and I use them in my pharmacy to try and help people's health, linking them to the range of products that Pharma Nord make. They make products like Bio Selenium Precise. Their products all start with the word, the name start with the word bio, because they're biologically active. As I say, they're made to pharmaceutical standards, so they really do work well in the body and deliver the goods that they're expected to do. So the headings I've got in front of me at the moment, and I will tell you how I relate it to the Pharma Nord range of products. Here's one. Weight fears for kids living near fast food outlets. That word weight, W-E-I-G-H-T, to do with the weight of your body, how much fat you've put on. Not the other word, weight, W-A-I-T, when you're waiting for a bus. No, this is weight fears. There are fears about the weight of kids, children, living near fast food outlets. Goes on to say, children living near fast food shops are more likely to have put on more weight by the time they leave primary school than those who live further away from fast food shops. Researchers tracked the weight of 1,500 state primary school pupils aged 4 to 11. The study from the University of the West of England in Bristol. The study claims it is the first study to show a link between accessibility to fast food outlets and weight gain over time. The lead researcher, Matthew Pierce, said, "We know from national data the number of children classified as obese doubles between the first year of primary school. Number of children classed as obese doubled between the first and last year of primary school. Understanding the reasons for this is important to protect the future health of children. Obesity, he goes on to say, is driven by many complex factors. But this link, listeners, is quite amazing. And it shows a picture of an overweight child, obviously you can't see the face, drinking sugary drinks and eating a package of chips, and this link with obesity and fast food. So it makes you think that our children and grandchildren, somehow we must try and move back to how it used to be, that you made your own fresh food at home. It's difficult because life is run at such a fast speed. It's very easy, especially if you live near fast food outlets, to be giving your family, your children, fast food several times a week. What other have I noticed here? Are you getting fat at work? Is a headline. Make your next meeting a walk. It may be the perfect solution, it goes on to say, for workers to feel they are cooped up in the office all day. Instead of sitting round tables for meetings, we should go for a stroll during them, Public Health England is suggesting. So-called walking meetings are being given official approval as a way to get staff who sit at desks all day. Get a bit more exercise. Strolling instead of sitting for an office discussion could reduce stress and back pain, as well as obesity. Duncan Selby, the chief executive of Public Health England. This is an official government body looking at how to improve the health of the public of England. He's expected to make a recommendation at his annual conference. He will warn of the perils of sitting at the desk, hemorrhaging productivity. In remarks reported by the Sunday Times, he will say, move more, get up and about. Walking meetings. I don't just mean in the office. Go out for a walk, get some fresh air for a meeting. We are very keen on short bursts of energy. What else do we read? Relaxing magnesium. This was in the Express, in an advert talking about magnesium. And it's a headline for a calmer, more flexible you, that magnesium promotes a restful night's sleep. And magnesium is to do with muscle relaxation. So there is a product made by PharmaNord called Biomagnesium. I was in Switzerland 29 years ago at a world conference when I heard the World Authority on Magnesium speak for over an hour. He was explaining that this mineral, magnesium, is in more pathways in the human body than any other mineral. And I'm telling you that magnesium is a scientific fact. Magnesium, the people of Great Britain, we are very low in the amounts we have, a lot less than the amounts we need of this mineral magnesium. And PharmaNord do make, to pharmaceutical standards, a tablet called Biomagnesium. Magnesium is needed in 325 different pathways in your body. It helps you sleep. It helps you relax. your muscles relax. It helps the muscles of your arteries relax. The muscles of the arteries do arteries that carry the blood away from the heart round the body. Do they have muscles? Yes, the answer is. Your arteries have three layers. And the middle layer, which is the widest of the three layers, is basically a muscle. So sometimes in the day, you need a high blood pressure under certain circumstances. If you have to suddenly run very quickly for an important reason, you need your blood pressure to go up for your heart to beat faster, in which case the muscles of the arteries are constricting, contracting. Other times you need lower blood pressure, and that should be most of the day when we relax. So the magnesium, that will tell the muscles in the arteries to relax. Equally important to calcium for your bones, equally important is magnesium. The relaxing of blood supplies and nerves to the brain. Before the wonderful epilepsy drugs to help people with epilepsy, before the discovery of all the wonderful medicines, they used to have to give high-dose magnesium because it caused relaxation, helping you to sleep. You will sleep better if you can take a magnesium tablet like Biomagnesium. So magnesium is a very important mineral, and that was linked because I saw an advert for magnesium. What else do we read? Fatal lung disease risk of fumes from household bleach. An article here goes on to say, using bleach and household disinfectants increases the risk of potentially fatal lung diseases. A new study has warned. Regularly inhaling strong cleaning chemicals can increase the chance of developing a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. That phrase, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the four letters of each word, the letter of each word, C for chronic, O for obstructive, meaning blocking, pulmonary, the P means of the lungs, and disease means you've developed a disease. It's usually associated with smoking, but the implications are especially serious for those who use the products in their daily working routine, such as nurses and cleaners. Studies have previously linked exposure to disinfectant with breathing problems, such as asthma, but far less attention has been paid to COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. About 3 million Britons are affected with COPD. It's a group of lung conditions that cause breathing difficulties, including emphysema, the damage to the air sacs in the lungs, or chronic bronchitis, which is the long-term inflammation of the airways. The study led by Dr. Aurélien Dumas from the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research looked at nurses who have to disinfect instruments and wards as part of their duties. It looked at exposure to specific disinfectants, such as glutaraldehyde, which is used on medical instruments, as well as bleach and hydrogen peroxide. All of these were associated with an increased risk of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, an increased risk between 24 to 32%. Dr. Dumas said, "We found that nurses who use disinfectants to clean surfaces on a regular basis, at least once a week, had a 22% increased risk of developing COPD. In our study population, 37% of nurses used disinfectants to clean surfaces on a weekly basis, and 19% used disinfectants to clean medical instruments on a weekly basis. The findings were based on a more than 55,000 nurses taking part in the U.S. Nurses Health Study. It looked at those who were still working in 2009. Researchers followed them for 8 years, during which 663 were diagnosed with COPD. The nurses' exposure to disinfectants were evaluated by a questionnaire, and they took into account whether they smoked, their age, their body mass index, and their ethnicity. The doctor added, "The potential adverse effects of exposure to disinfectants on getting COPD has received much less attention." So there's another important thing we have to consider, protecting ourselves, even at work, from things we don't realize, like disinfectants, when we breathe them in, and how, in this case, they can damage the lungs. Another headline, nicotine in the e-cigs can triple risk of heart damage. Fresh concerns have been raised about the safety of e-cigarettes containing nicotine after researchers found they increase a symptom linked to heart disease. The vaping devices were discovered to increase blood pressure and heart rate of users. And the study found that a condition known as arterial stiffness was 3 times greater in smokers using an e-cigarette containing nicotine than in one without nicotine. So this is interesting. Although these people are not smoking cigarettes, they're either using these vapor ones, either putting nicotine into them and then using them instead of real cigarettes, or using them with a solution which hasn't got any nicotine. So you can see, even without smoking cigarettes, just inhaling the nicotine increases blood pressure and the heart rate of users. It's amazing. Every week we're reading articles like the ones I've just been reading out, where you can link it to things we're all doing and we don't realize until it's pointed out to us how important these things are. Even when we're given facts, we don't always do things when we're given the facts that we should change our habits. So with PharmaNord products, if I just run through some of the most popular ones and how I link them to some of the problems I've just been reporting on. That one with fatal lung disease. One of PharmaNord products is called Bio-Picnogenol. What a funny word. Picnogenol. P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L. It's a tablet made from the bark of a tree in the south of France, originally discovered in Canada 600 years ago when Jacques Cartier, who discovered Canada, was sailing up the St. Lawrence Seaway. His ship got stuck in the river because it was winter, and his men were dying of scurvy. And the local people living there communicated that if you make a drink out of the bark of the tree, of this pine tree, those people who haven't died yet from the scurvy will get better within the week. And that's what happened. And 500 years later, Professor Jacques Masquelier from the University of Bordeaux in France, he went on a sabbatical to Canada, heard this story, analyzed the tree, and found it had a substance in the bark which is wonderful to help the circulation and stop many inflammatory conditions if we take an extract of this bark of the tree. And so instead of making a brew of the bark, he actually took and made an extract of the bark, and it's now available in a tablet called Biopycnogenol. And we use it to help varicose veins, people with varicose veins. We help it to help people who take these tablets called Biopycnogenol if they've got diabetic retinopathy, where the sugar, like, it damages all our body if we have too much sugar, but especially in diabetics. Diabetics, unfortunately, they get eye problems, they have more blindness than any other disease, they have heart trouble, one in four has heart trouble, they have kidney problems because the sugar can damage kidneys, and unfortunately, a lot of diabetics have amputations because too much sugar is damaging the nerves that work the leg arteries and veins, and if the nerves can't tell the arteries to open and close, then that condition called gangrene can kick in, which can lead to amputation. So it's very important to check the amount of sugar that we're having every day. Another article here, although nearly 1 in 10 of the adult population in the UK has type 2 diabetes, it seems we still don't take it seriously. Research published this week revealed that 37% of patients diagnosed with the disease don't take their medicines. I can't believe I just read that. And I'm a pharmacist giving out diabetic tablets. It goes on to say they think the biggest hurdle in overcoming the fact that because diabetes doesn't have worrying symptoms when it's diagnosed, most of the time it's picked up on a routine blood test. So we tell ourselves that it's nothing to worry about. But the reality is that diabetes is incredibly serious. It has profound implications for someone's long-term health, and even more so if the patients don't take their medication. The prognosis for those with type 2 diabetes is actually much worse than for those with HIV. Yet while conditions such as HIV strike fear into the heart, a diabetic diagnosis is often met with little more than a shrug. However, people with diabetes die, on average, 12 years sooner than those who don't have the disease. That's an average that they've worked out. Regardless of how well it is controlled, type 2 diabetes is a progressive disease which results in the need to increase pharmacologically therapies over time. An Australian study has shown that after just 6 years, 44% of patients no longer responded to the oral tablet medication and required to go on to insulin injections. It finishes off by saying the public needs to be educated about the reality of diabetes. It's a fine line to walk between challenging the complacency that has sprung up around this disease and not scaring people unduly. But the truth is, you must take your medication. That brings me on to a Pharmanaut product called BioGlucoControl, which came out about 15 months ago. It's made of two ingredients, this capsule, BioGlucoControl. From the name, implies it helps to control your sugar levels. And you can take it, even if you're on type 2 medication tablets. We don't sell it to type 1 diabetics because they have to be controlled by their insulin injections every day. But type 2 diabetics who are on tablets, and some of them are on insulin with their tablets, by taking this tablet, BioGlucoControl, it's got two ingredients. It's got a purple berry extract from the mountains of Chile. And this extract does something amazing in our body. It's been used for centuries up in the mountains of Chile. Chile is 7,000 miles away from Great Britain, probably why we've never heard of this berry. And so this berry extract, which is in this capsule that Pharmanord have made called BioGlucoControl, actually slows down and helps to stop the enzyme called glucosidase, which breaks down your starch into sugar. When you're eating bread and potatoes and pizza and pasta and rice, all that starch breaks down to sugar. When you eat swedes and turnips and parsnips, all that starch breaks down to sugar. Obviously, you need some sugar for your energy, but we're all having far too much sugar. Far too much sugar. And therefore, this purple berry in this tablet, in this capsule, BioGlucoControl, helps to block the enzyme glucosidase that turns starch into sugar. The other ingredient is called chromium, the mineral chromium that car bumpers years ago used to have, steel bumpers covered in chromium. It made them nice and shiny. Scientists have found out that we need a little bit of chromium each day, and we're not getting it from our food chain. We need 1/100,000,000th of a gram. And what chromium does, it makes a substance in your cells called chromodulin. And chromodulin allows the sugar receptor, the little doorway in your cells, to open to allow the insulin to put the right amount of sugar into your cell so you can create energy for your daily work. And then once you've got the right amount of sugar, you make a hormone called leptin, which tells the brain, I feel full. And that stops you eating and eating and eating and eating your cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and crisps and eating and eating and snacking. We keep eating and snacking and eating because without the chromium, the insulin can't put the right amount of sugar into your cell. So it thinks, what am I going to do with the sugar? So it stores it on your bottom and it stores it on your belly.
And that, Dennis, is when we must hold fire.
Even if you don't drink alcohol, you get a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So BioGlucoControl can now be given to children over the age of 5.
And on that point, Dennis, that's where we have to sort of wrap it up because 28 and a half minutes have passed by amazingly quickly. Again, a wealth of information. Have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture?
Well, it just reinforces, well, I can't believe when I'm reading all these things, that nobody takes any notice. We read them and we carry on doing the same stupid things.
I'm sure we'll get it sorted. That's the important thing. Dennis, will you be back again very soon?
Try and stop me.